Welcome to the Rambam Center, and here's your host, Vaibhish Vinkel.
Hello, everybody, and in order to explain today's mitzvah, well, I'll have to tell you something that happened to me by the overnight. It was well after dark, and my counselor already started the bonfire. We were all sitting around the bonfire, enjoying the warmth and the pleasant glow of the atmosphire. To me, it's one of the best times in camp, since you get to sing with friends and other staff members the whole night, and there's no lights out. Almost my whole bunk was there, except for one kid who apparently had too many hot dogs and beans. Anyway, my counselor was telling us the best story that ever hit my whole life. He was up to the best part when all of a sudden we heard a loud... sort of like the sound of someone throwing batteries into the bonfire. Apparently, the kid who was having difficulties threw something into the fire, and apparently he thought it was the funniest thing that ever happened in his whole life. So my counselor stopped at the best part of the story and made him lie down next to the fire, and boy, was it an ugly sight. Then, my counselor started explaining to us that a fire can be helpful, but can also be dangerous. If you use it for good purposes, like for Shabbos candles, or to light the menorah, or bake matzahs, or roast hot dogs and marshmallows, then that's okay. But if you use it for not good stuff, like playing with matches or pollutionizing a fire with batteries, then that could be dangerous. And you want to know something? The same thing applies with today's mitzvah, positive mitzvah number 108, that if you use the special water mixed with the ashes of the burnt para aduba to purify someone, then that's good. But if you touch the water for no reason, then it has the opposite effect, and instead you become impure. Get it? Good. The only thing I forgot to tell you was that at the end of the bonfire, we realized that apparently my friend never really threw a battery into the fire. It was really something else.
Well, that's it for today, folks, and we'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, same socks.